Hello, today I would like to present our research on developing a comprehensive platform for induced pluripotent stem cell research data. Stem cell therapies, particularly those involving induced pluripotent stem cells, are a growing new therapeutic field for treating, repairing, or replacing patient cells with the aim of addressing physical damage or disease. However, the diverse forms of data resulting from stem cell research are not consolidated, stored, or available for access by researchers in a centralized or harmonized manner. To address these deficiencies, we developed the Regenerative Medicine Data Repository, or REMEDY, with the potential of providing clinical and preclinical researchers interested in understanding the similarities and trends in the derivation of iPSC products, valuable information. The objectives of this particular study are to perform a feasibility study of our new platform with the aims of seeing how well the REMEDY platform and the design multimodular CDE framework are able to harmonize and store the diverse iPSC data. The platform is an implementation of the Signature Commons platform, which was designed by BD2K Lynx DCIC and was installed through Docker. To customize REMEDY, we have developed an improved API functionality to allow us to automatically ingest and upload CDE data, as well as custom visualization schemas. To perform the feasibility study, we have selected a set of 51 iPSC original research publication. The selection was randomized to ensure the inclusion of the full range of iPSC research. Following the selection of this publication set, the data was abstracted into the multimodular CDE framework by trained abstractors. The multimodular CDE framework is designed to store all the data related to iPSC research in a harmonized and flexible manner. It is organized into 5 modules: project, manufacturing, production, in-depth product characterization, research system, and outcomes findings. The project module includes the general information on the published project, including PI information. The manufacturing production includes information on the source or donor of the iPSC cells, as well as critical process parameters and critical quality attributes used in the production of the iPSC product. The research system is subdivided into the study subject or patient CDEs, CDEs related to the animal models, and in vitro systems. The in-depth product characterization contains additional in-depth CDEs I used to characterize the iPSC products, and finally, outcomes findings characterizes the outcomes from clinical and preclinical research. Our feasibility study showed that we were able to abstract all the various data from these diverse projects, including both autologous and allogeneic products, both preclinical, clinical, and in vitro study types, as well as a diverse range of study species for preclinical trials, including mouse, rat, pig, and rhesus macaque. The REMEDY landing page provides access to the comprehensive search functionality, the projects page, as well as the fully functioning RESTful API. Our future plans include creation of crowdsourcing and natural language processing functionalities. REMEDY is publicly accessible at remedy.mssm.edu.